Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Do you love country music? Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert. Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music.
I can't take her anywhere without causing a scene.
A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Live from the KCNR studios in downtown Redding, California on Market Street, it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. And here is your host, Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. Last week we had a replay episode a week off, so it's good to be back here on June 30th. We missed the NBA draft last week, so we're going to get to that a little bit today. Today is the All-Sacramento Kings Sports Talk. We're going to have a number of different Sacramento Kings fans as guests today. They're going to come on and talk to me where they think the current state of the Sacramento Kings. I am pretty confident that this is still Sacramento Kings country, despite the fact that the Warriors have won three titles in 4 years. I don't really care about the Golden State Warriors. They're fine. We don't need to talk about them. Kevin Durant's going to re-sign. They're going to get everybody back. We don't need to worry about them. So we're going to talk a little about the Sacramento Kings and the state of the future of the Kings out of Sacramento. But I want to start today with recapping a little bit from the Colt 45s here this week, Wednesday night. A 12-1 victory. That was Thursday night. Wednesday, 10-4, then last night losing 5-2. It's been pretty good baseball as of late, recently at a Colt 45 game. And last night, just unable to get the bats alive against a 36-year-old left-hander for the Ringtails who was a minor leaguer in the AAA for numerous years. So had to deal with a tough, tough pitcher. And were unable to bring around and get some runs early in that contest. We'll have Dan Anderson coming on next segment. Joseph Van Dyke will come on in the final segment, and Sam Comente. So we have different guys coming in all day here today to talk all things Sacramento Kings. I want to start with this today, though. There's this opinion now. I follow a lot of people in the Sacramento Kings world on social media, and I see a lot of Kings tweets, and I see a lot of fans who are losing their minds that they chose Marvin Bagley with the number two pick. They put a lot of people in the Kings world wanted Luka Doncic. I was one of those people, but they're losing their minds saying, you know what, Vlade Divac, the general manager, he was a Sacramento King, one of the greatest Kings of all time, probably in the top 10. And we kind of fell in love with him as a player, and now he's our GM. I'm not a huge fan of the fact that he got that job so easily. However, it is what it is. He's been doing it for 2 to 3 years. I have actually been a fan of what Vlade Divac has been doing. I like what he did in the draft last year. I liked what he did in free agency. So I don't know why there's this stigmatism around the NBA, and not only the NBA, but in Sacramento, that Vlade Divac doesn't know what he's doing. This is the most stability we've ever had as Sacramento Kings fans in the front office in the last 10 years. Jeff Petrie did really, really well in the early 2000s, but by the end, he was trading away key assets, Mike Bibby, Chris Webber, Peja Stojakovic, for basically scrubs, 4 to 5 guys in cash considerations, because the Maloofs were running out of money, the owners at that time. Now, the only thing Vlade Divac did do is he was kind of forced to pick Nick Stauskas a couple years ago because the owner, Vivek Ranadive, was the guy. If you go to watch the war room, which is the draft room, it'll show, Vivek goes, let's take Stauskas. But now, I think it's more of just Vlade Divac realizing, okay, let's not have Ranadive in the draft room. That's probably not a good idea. We don't need to have our owner, who doesn't know a thing about basketball, having it in our warm-up, although he thinks he does, because he coached his daughter's 12-year-old basketball. But I think the NBA is a little bit different, Vivek. I'm not sure, but I think it's a little different. All right, so the Kings drafted last year Harry Giles, Justin Jackson, and, of course, the 5-pick De'Aaron Fox. I like the way De'Aaron Fox matured last year. He had 4 game winners, by the way, which was incredible. This year they take Marvin Bagley. Vlade Divac comes out after the draft and says, he was our number one guy. We were going to take him if we had the number one pick. Now, I don't know if that's a PR move, because it very well could be, because I'm going to be honest, it settled my nerves. But regardless, if they thought Bagley was the guy, if there was anybody, any GM in the NBA who would have took Luka Doncic, it would have been Vlade Divac because of his relationship over in Europe. They already have Bogdanovic, and they could have taken probably one of the best European players to come out of the European leagues in the last 5 to 7 years. Kristaps Porzingis is also included in there. So, my point is with all this, Kings fans, relax. You can't expect a GM in a small market to make a difference with a snap of the fingers. It is physically impossible. Unless you draft a LeBron James, which hasn't happened since LeBron James, you're not going to be a playoff contender right away. It's just not going to happen in the small market. You can't get free agent signings like that you can in bigger markets. You got to settle for guys like George Hill. You got to settle for guys like Zach Randolph, who I like, by the way. I like both those players. I like both of those signings. Get some veteran leadership. But they're not guys that are going to take you into the playoffs. Okay, we're not in the race to sign LeBron James. We're not in the race to get Paul George. Nobody's thinking about Sacramento. We got those billboards up in Sacramento saying LeBron James come to Sacramento. I mean, they're great because they're funny, because it's so not going to happen. It's just not. So as a GM in a small market, here's what you have to do. This is my opinion. You have to draft the best player available, no matter what position. Basketball is turning into positionless players, where you can play numerous positions, and those type of guys who are versatile are able to get more minutes and become more effective offensively and defensively. Take the best player every single time if you're a small market team, because you need assets, especially in the trade market. If you have two shooting guards, both who are good, maybe all-star caliber or almost on the verge of that, you can trade one of them, or nowadays you can play them together at the two and the three. So don't worry about positions. The Kings are kind of have a lot of guys at the four and the five spot coming up this year. They still took Bagley. I like that. He was their number one guy. He thought that was the best player in the draft. I like what they did, and I'm excited about where this team is going to go. It's not going to happen overnight, Kings fans. It's not going to happen. We're not going to win 40 games this year. Probably not going to make the playoffs. But we're building towards something to where we can at least compete and seem like a functional franchise. And that's what we've wanted for about 7 to 8 years. So calm down. Relax. It's going to be okay. I know I want to go to the playoffs just as bad as you do, but it's coming. It is coming. All right, coming up next, Dan Anderson's going to join me. He's been on the show numerous times. He'll come tell me his take on the current state of the Sacramento Kings. That's coming up next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment two here with Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. I'm joined by probably my favorite guest, Dan Anderson. Okay, you're right. Definitely my favorite guest. Yeah. He's always on here. World Cup's going on, and you brought and gave us your picks a couple weeks ago. You gave us the laydown a couple weeks ago. So that's currently going on. If you haven't caught any of those games, you should. It's going into the round of 16, right? Quarters?
Right now it's happening. Round of 16 right now.
Yeah. now. Is that the quarterfinals? It is, right?
No, quarterfinals the next step.
Okay, so round of 16 is right
the winner,
now.
The winners of today's, they'll play the this week, right, will go to the quarterfinal, correct?
I'm shocked that you're missing a game right now.
Well, I'm recording it. Please don't tell me anything.
So okay.
Argentina, France right now.
I know Germany lost. They were my team in my bracket.
They finished last in their group, actually. It was pretty ugly.
All right. Enough of soccer.
All right. I know Jared loves when we talk about soccer.
Oh, yeah. So. Jared, just when his eyes light up as soon as we start talking about soccer. They truly do. It's unbelievable. They turn from, I believe they're brown. They turn from brown to blue. Do you have brown eyes, Jared? I can't tell. I think that's blue.
It's blue.
Okay, they turn from blue to brown when we talk about
soccer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what you think the Kings are doing here recently. I know you wanted Luka Doncic, so tell me a little bit why and how you're feeling about the pick with Marvin Bagley.
So the reason why I went all in on Luka Doncic, I thought we have to pull the trigger here. Talking to other Kings fans and different people about basketball, it just seemed like the way that they were talking about him, he was kind of if he turns out to be the guy that they say he potentially could be, that we had to pull the trigger on him, because if we didn't get him, it was going to be another classic Kings draft pick that we blew. That being said, Bagley, which during the tournament I text Derek Pringle, a big Duke fan that works over at Simpson, and a couple other people, if we can get our hands on Bagley, that's the guy I wanted. But that's when I thought we were going to have a lower pick.
Right.
So when we did jump up to two, that's when I thought, oh, we basically could have everybody or anybody except for Ayton, and that's when I went all in on Doncic. So even though I was all in on Luka, Bagley, I think, is pretty good. And like you said before, if Vlade Divac really thought that this is his number one pick, if the Kings had the number one pick, if that's true and we picked him, then great, because I think that's what you want. You want to get the best player available, and we need good players at this point.
All right, so I've asked you in the past, and we've talked about this off the air. I've talked about it when we did our NFL draft preview stuff. When the Browns took Baker Mayfield, the first pick, I said the Browns are making a Browns move because they're not picking a guy. They're picking a guy who has a higher ceiling than maybe a couple other guys in the draft, but has a bigger bust possibility. This is something a little bit similar. Luka Doncic might have a little bit more of a bust possibility, but he might have a higher ceiling as well.
I agree with that. I think that his ceiling is definitely higher than Bagley's. But Bagley's floor is much higher than Doncic's,
right?
Because a lot of people don't know a lot about him. We're just going off of what people have told us. He's been in Europe. He's young. We don't really know about him. Bagley has proven himself in the traditional basketball. We've seen him at Duke, big program. We know what he can be. The only thing with Bagley that bothers me a little bit, and I've talked to you off the air about this, is his block numbers are so low for how big he is.
Yeah, he's not a rim protector, and he needs to be.
In the NBA, we need that. So, but other than that, I think my favorite player in Kings history is Vlade Divac. So, in my eyes, he can do no wrong here. If Vlade really thought so, then I'm all for Bagley. I think he'll be a good player in the NBA, if not great, for sure.
All right, now what about if the Kings, in that situation, there's talks about trading that pick for the Kawhi Leonard. What would be your opinion be on that? I heard was number two pick and De'Aaron Fox for Kawhi Leonard. Does that make sense to you? Because he's going to be a free agent next summer.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense because of that. Unless we had some guarantee that Kawhi Leonard was going to re-sign with the Kings long term, which, like you mentioned the last segment, not a lot of free agents are looking at Sacramento. So I don't think he would have signed long term, so to me that made no sense at all for the Kings to do that. I know the Celtics are talking about throwing a package together. It makes sense to them because that's the team I could potentially see him going, I could be a Celtic for the rest of my career. But for the Kings, I don't think it made sense at all. And I'm not done with, I think Fox could be a great, great player.
I agree. Also, I heard about Kyrie Irving. I don't know if you heard about this one. This was a really small one, but I went down a rabbit hole with it because I was curious. Because Kyrie Irving, the two pick, and I think it was something similar with De'Aaron Fox, would that be something? Because he's got a longer contract. However, he's coming off an injury. He's been injury prone.
Yeah. That worries me injury wise. I feel like because of the way the league is shaped up, especially in the Western Conference, we're not going to beat the Warriors for 3-4 more years. So I think let's keep let's just keep the young guys we have. Yep. Let's build. Let's let them learn and use these 4 years as growing pains here, because it's not like we're going to win. Well, it's very unlikely that we'll pass up the Warriors. We just need to wait for them to die out and break up. And then hopefully by that time we've had enough experience under our belts where we can strike at that point.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. Now, it would have been a very Kings move if we did go after Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving, because even if we get those guys, what, are we going to be a 5 seed in the West? We're still not going to be very good,
because
we just lost our pieces.
Exactly.
So what's interesting is how Vlade Divac has kind of been calm here recently. He's not making any moves as if his job is on the line, which is kind of shocking. A lot of guys say, hey, my job's on the line. I'm going to have to go get a superstar or an all-star and try to make our team better to just look good for the owner. But in this situation, he's being calm. He's kind of calming us as Kings fans, saying, relax, we're building slowly. And that's what the Warriors did when they exploded with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green.
Right. And I think the sentiment here lately is that, like Carmichael Dave, I know in Sacramento, big host down in Sacramento radio show, has started to kind of turn on Vlade a little bit. They're kind of over the fact of this waiting period. But like you said before, it's not going to happen overnight. We need to go slow and give Vlade some time here, because Bagley's going to pan out in a couple years. So I think that we just need to be patient. I like what, like you said, I like what Vlade's doing. He's been doing well, patting down expectations here for the next couple of years, hopefully. And I think that we potentially could have 3 or 4 years down the line a pretty solid team if we keep this up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And De'Aaron Fox with Buddy Hield, Bogdan Bogdanovic, those three guys I think are going to continue to get better. Marvin Bagley, I've heard unbelievable things about Harry Giles, who hasn't played yet. Very good chance to win Rookie of the Year, possibly. Zach Randolph's coming back, who's going to train some of these bigger dudes down low.
Garrett Temple picked up his option yesterday. I'm excited about that. Well,
possibly Vince Carter coming back. We don't know for sure because he was just a one-year deal. But there's a couple things. We do have a hole at small forward right now. Justin Jackson's kind of been our guy. So we have a hole at small forward that needs to be filled in free agency. I've heard a number of different things. Mario Hezonja from the Orlando Magic.
I've heard about, too.
Jabari Parker, who I'd like from the Bucks.
He's going to be a restricted free agent. So hopefully
that's
the one that is most intriguing to me. It'll be interesting to see if we can go all in on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a couple guys. But I think the Bucks, they don't really need Jabari. They have a lot of guys in that kind of swingman spot slash down low, where they have a lot of big pieces, so they might not have to end up using guys like Jabari Parker, so they might just let him go or try a restricted and free agent, trade him.
I did see that Giannis said that he's not going anywhere. He's going to be a Buck. So
yeah.
The other one I heard was Caldwell Pope, who was with the Lakers last year. That's a potentially interesting one to me. But, yeah, Parker is the one that if we can get him, I think that would be a fantastic sign.
I don't like Caldwell Pope. I don't like him at all.
It's because he's a Laker.
Well, yeah, that's true. But no, but even when he played for the Pistons, he's kind of a selfish guy on the court.
Exactly, yeah.
He can shoot, but he can score. But we have guys who can shoot and score. I'd rather have my young guys develop than have a veteran come in and take all the shots.
Yeah, unfortunately, those are the kind of guys that we have to go after because
I guess that's true, yeah. That is true. But any other key free agents you'd want to go after?
Those are the only one. Like I said, the Jabari Parker one is the one I want. There's always those couple fringe guys that you just never know how it shakes. It's interesting right now because the league is basically on hold until LeBron decides what he's going to do here.
Well, one thing that's interesting, though, is the Kings have so much cap space right now because they have a ton of rookie contracts.
Right.
I mean, the only guys not on rookie contracts are Garrett Temple and Zach Randolph, I think, off the top of my head. Cauley Stein's contract's going to be expiring this next year. He'll be a restricted free agent. Costa Kupas, thank you. So what's interesting is the Kings have a lot of money to spend. So they might throw a little extra money at Jabari Parker than the Bucks are willing to match. So that's also something, because they know they have Giannis's contract coming up, I believe, next summer.
I think so.
And I think they can extend here in the next year. So that's something to look at too. Again, Jabari Parker, another guy out of Duke who can play well. He's play the small forward and the power forward position. He's been hurt a couple of times though, so that does hurt his financial help here in his off season. But overall, pretty good player, and we like to see him in a Kings uniform.
I agree. Yeah, I think it'd be a good, nice addition to the young pieces we've already got built. Because, like you said, we're great in guard, we're good and big, but we just have that one that one hole, it seems like.
All right, coming up next, we'll add one more person to this Sacramento Kings talk. That's coming up next here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in Northern California over the next month. Let's also talk about what happened in Annapolis, what caused this, and what happened to our media right after that. This and much more Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a life.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Segment two, ladies and gentlemen, Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. Dan Anderson joining in now. We'll bring on Sam Kemente, another Sacramento Kings fan, bringing and wearing a Kings jersey today. So he's definitely excited to be here. I have to say, Sam, real quick, last time you were on the show, we did some NBA playoff preview stuff, I believe, right? And it was right before Game 6, and I believe you said that the Rockets were going to beat the Warriors in Game 6, and your hot take was, which I didn't say at the time, but it made me laugh. It was definitely out there, and it was a hot take, bringing Ryan Anderson on as the Rockets guy to come off the bench for when Chris Paul was out. And he did come in that game a little bit. Do you remember how long he was in the game? I double-checked.
Like
4 minutes.
Oh, less than that. A minute and 31 seconds.
And he missed like two threes.
Missed two threes, and he got burnt on defense. So I just
was not there for defense. He was there for three.
I know. He just wasn't his series, though, I don't think. Anyway, so.
Wasn't the Rockets, apparently.
Right.
I mean, well, just let the guy play. Come on, man.
Dan, you actually played
in high school
with Ryan Anderson, yeah. And played with him, kind of.
I watched from the bench while he played, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Oak Ridge High School out of El Dorado Hills.
El Dorado Hills, yeah.
All right, so, Sam, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while.
I have,
yeah. All right, so we have just been talking about different things as far as the state of the Sacramento Kings. I'm curious what you think of the Bagley pick. Did you want Luka Doncic? Who did you want with that number two pick? And who should we go after in free agency?
I kind of went back and forth between Luka and Bagley, I think, like most Kings fans did. I was never all in on Luka Doncic.
Oh, we were.
I never was. Just because my whole mindset, I watched highlights of him, and I did my own, I guess, studying of his game, and I just felt it both would have interfered with Bogdanovich's game, because they're pretty much the same exact player, except Doncic is 2 inches taller and a couple years younger, and then he would have to take the ball out of Fox's hands, which is not the plan. The plan is get the ball to Fox and run as quick as you can. So if you're going to run that type of offense, which it needs to do that, Dave Yeager's offense is always so slow and plotty and everyone gets your spots. But if they're going to actually run a tempo offense, Fox needs to be your point guard. Bagley needs to be running the floor. And Bagley fits that more than Luka does.
Right, but what we were saying last segment is you don't pick guys in the draft. When you're the Sacramento Kings, you don't need. You take the best player available and
right.
You figure it out later. And then if he doesn't fit, maybe you use him as trade bait.
Yeah, and here's my other thing, too. Bagley, I think, in all this talk of Luka Doncic, has been overlooked and what he did in his 1 year where he was playing he wasn't 18 for most of the year. I think he turned 8.
Yeah, he skipped a year in high school.
Yeah, no, he played all of it as 18, mm-hmm. Then turned 19. He just turned 19. And he averaged 21 points, 11 rebounds. And those are two categories where the Kings were horrible. No one scored last year. Zach Randolph, everyone talked about the Kings, talked about how the leading scorer at like 13 points a game. The leading rebounder was Cauley-Stein at 7. So we need what he can do.
Right. Just 1 second. I'm actually okay with having our leading scorer just at 13 points because we're trying to build so many guys and make them better quickly.
Right.
I don't want to give the ball to Buddy Hield and have him score 30 tonight because that means De'Aaron Fox isn't developing. That means these other guys are working on their offensive game. So I'm okay with that. I hear you, though, because to be a competitive team in the NBA, you have to have a couple 20-point-per-game scores and you have to have a really good defense.
And
the defense got better. Exactly. I agree. We don't have that score, but we're trying to develop these guys to where we can have a pretty good widespread offense where different guys can score in different situations. However, we still, as you mentioned, need that 20 points per game score.
If I'm going to give Lottie DeVos credit on anything whatsoever, it should be, and Grant Napier tweeted this, if I'm going to trust Vlade on anything whatsoever, it should be his assessment of European prospects.
Exactly.
Because he has Peja, and I've read all the comments when Grant tweeted that, and all the comments, how about Yorgos Papayannis? Papayannis. Well, people forget that they also got Bogdanovich in that trade, who at the time, Divac said, was the best player in Europe.
Right.
He probably was the best player in Europe.
Yep.
And they got Scal, who has just so much potential, just has the body of me, so he can't play ever.
I actually think Scal is a long-term project for the Sacramento Kings, who will be good in 3 to 4 years. But in about 2 years, the Kings are going to give up. He's going to go somewhere else, and it's going to be the Hassan Whiteside situation, where he's going to explode in a different market.
Well, when you don't fit, if you can't push your way on, because you got other guys in front of you, which is Hassan Whiteside's situation. I mean, what do you expect?
Right.
Good point. Yorgos Papayannis, what was the 13th pick? You think he plays for the Trailblazers now that he got picked up?
How many 13th picks, other than Donovan Mitchell, which would happen to be the 13th pick last year,
yeah.
How many 13th picks actually
exactly.
work out?
Not very many.
Not very many.
No. So, and not only are their stars are just competitive players in the league, it just doesn't happen very often.
No.
Once you get down below the 12th pick, usually those guys are just kind of a flip of a coin
it's
of who you're going to pick.
Really,
yeah, exactly. Same thing in the NFL. Although the NFL, there's a lot more players because you will play immediately in the NFL. So
right.
A lot more guys will work
I
out.
Have a free agency, too.
Okay.
I have two different things. I'll do them quickly.
No,
but because I've been thinking about this just as a fan, what
yeah,
I wanted
right.
them to do.
Which is why I brought you on, so let's hear it.
One of them was a little bit more out of left field. It was based on what I saw with what the Kings roster is constructed and then the Celtics roster is constructed. Danny Ainge, I feel like the Celtics general manager is always open for business. He's
mm-hmm.
made trades with the Kings.
Yeah.
So my trade idea was Cauley-Stein on his contract year, Scal, and then I think some Kings writer tweeted this, any second-round pick you want, because we have every second-round pick. We have 12 second-round picks. Give them a second-round pick, and we'll... So they'll own our draft next year, because they own our first-round pick.
Yep.
And well, I would joke like that if I was like,
they don't own our draft. Only if it's the number one pick do they get it. Otherwise, it goes to the Sixers.
Okay, never mind. Well, either way, second-round pick, which our second-round pick would probably be at the beginning of the round, and we take Jaylen Brown, which I love Jaylen Brown.
We need a small forward.
And we need a small forward. And I don't understand why the Celtics are so in on Kawhi Leonard when you have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. How many small forwards do you need? How many small forwards do the Lakers need if they want a super team of LeBron?
It's this positionless style of basketball where you just get as many good players as you can and you figure it out later.
No one's going to rebound. No one's going to shoot threes.
Well, they still have Al Horford, and most of those guys can still shoot. The problem is I don't get why the Celtics are trying to move forward so quickly. You're still in this Golden State Warriors era.
Yeah.
Wait for the Warriors era to finish, and by that time, Tatum...
Everyone's trying to get him out. Yeah, that's the problem.
Terry Rozier is going to be really, really good, I think. And so wait till all these guys develop into stars and then get to the finals. And by that time, the Warriors might not have one piece because of running out of salary.
This is a Kings show, though.
Right, you're right. I'm sorry.
This is my realistic one. That was a little bit far-fetched, and that's not going to happen. But what
I think Calais-Stein will get traded before his contract year. I really do.
I think that, too, because I don't think they want to give up on Scal just yet.
And Harry Giles is coming in. He's supposed to be really good.
And Zach Randolph's brother just died. I don't mean to say that laughingly, but he's on a contract year. His brother just died, and he's a leader. I say the brother's just died because how messed up would it be if you just released the dude?
Right. Yeah.
Even though he's on a contract year, but still. The real offseason would be Hazonia gets a 2-year, $20 million. No, that's probably too much money. $15 million deal.
Oh, he's going to get more than that.
They might overspend on him, but he's unrestricted, so I'd really hope you wouldn't. Really hope you wouldn't. A stretch four, I don't really know how many stretch fours are out there, but sounds like that's something they're going to prioritize as well. And then another guy, because I don't think they can have too many small forwards. They don't have a small forward. Justin Jackson's it, and Justin Jackson didn't do much to make me feel
stoked. I don't exactly. I don't know how to feel about him yet.
I would say Kyle Anderson is a really good ball player. Spurs.
Yeah.
And if we're an analytics team, which we say we are, we have a lot of analytics, we're cutting edge, then Kyle Anderson fits because all his analytics, all his stats show that he's plus all
good,
across the board.
Very good defender.
He's a good defender. He doesn't score. He just does everything as he should.
Yeah.
He rebounds. He passes. He thinks team first. So that's a guy you can complement with Hazonia at small forward because Hazonia is all he's going to do is score.
So
that's all.
Right. Shoot, mainly.
Yeah.
Mainly
he's not a good defender. He's a shooter and a rebounder.
We talked about Jabari Parker as well.
No.
He's restricted.
I'll pass.
Why? Because of his injury?
His knees, the fact that at this point, because of his knees, he fits more as a power forward than he does as a small forward. He doesn't have the agility he did when he came out of Duke. I don't want any more fours. I want a legitimate three.
Okay, fair enough. I think there's a possibility that Bogdanović plays the three this year.
And that's fine if Bogdanović was an inch or two tall. We have like three guys on the roster. I thought about this the other day. That would be dang good small forwards if they were just taller. Garrett Temple would be a very good small forward if he was 6'8 instead of 6'6. But same with Bogdanović.
Dave Yeager many times last year did run at like a two shooting guard set, essentially, with Buddy Hield and Bogdanović at the end of games. And it does work. The only problem is... Right. The only problem is, especially down low, so say if you have a small forward who can post up, we're in deep trouble because Bogdanović isn't tall enough and isn't strong enough to hang with those guys down in the paint.
The modern small forward can post up.
Yeah, exactly. So it just depends. But what about is there anybody else you're thinking in trade bait? Oh, I asked Dan, what did you think of the Kawhi Leonard stuff that you heard, the rumors about the Kings going after Kawhi Leonard?
I mean, I'm glad they didn't do that. That just seems like an ill-fated attempt at glory, like trading for Rudy Gay the first year that...
Hey, by the way, Rudy Gay is available in free agency this year. I would be okay with having him.
But no, the thing is, Rudy Gay's not coming back, Dan. Rudy Gay would never venture back to Sacramento.
I agree with that. I think his time in Sacramento is gone, and I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm happy about that.
All right.
But I just don't want them. They have a lot of money, and they're going to have a lot more money next year. Don't get wild with it. Keep it mild. Because, in my opinion, look at this roster.
You have to hit the minimum.
No, yeah. And no, and how it's constructed... Attack the wing position. Mm-hmm. We don't need more power. You might want to bring in another point guard, maybe go a guy with a little bit more experience, because you got only Fox and Mason.
Yeah.
Shooting guard can be left alone, for the love of God. Just leave it alone. Plenty of shooting guards. And then just small forwards and small fours.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm trying to think here, what, with Calais-Stein getting, probably going to get traded, I think Harry Giles...
It's Calais-Stein or Scal, I would say.
I think Calais-Stein. Calais-Stein's on a contract year.
But Scal just doesn't have a fit, and they were grew impatient last year with him. He was the ninth guy on the bench. Dave Yeager was not happy because he couldn't play him on the court.
Dave Yeager was inconsistent with his minutes.
I couldn't expect him to be consistent with that roster last year.
No, I agree. That's a good point. But when a guy would start to play well, I felt like he would come out.
That's true.
Like he'd get a rhythm, and then all of a sudden it's nope.
But hey, shout out to Dave Yeager for being the longest tenured Kings coach since Paul Westphal. Oh, how about that for a fun fact?
That's unbelievable.
That's not a fun fact. That's a painful fact.
That's a Kings fact.
It is a Kings fact. That's exactly what it is.
That is so Kings, it's unbelievable. All right, so you're saying that you like the Bagley pick. You're happy with what are you running him at the four? What's your go-to starting lineup here?
My go-to starting lineup, assuming we go out and sign Hezonja, which I feel like that's going to happen. He's a Croatian. You got to get Vladi, get the Croatians in there. It'll be Fox. I can't do a Croatian accent. I did my best.
Clearly.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
Fox, Bogdanović, Hezonja. So you got the scoring. You got the Serbian sharpshooters, Croatian Serbian sharpshooters. Bagley. And then Willie Cauley-Stein if he's not traded. That's the problem. If you trade Willie Cauley-Stein, then who is your center? Because I'm not putting Harry Giles at center yet. He needs to get bigger, just like Bagley needs to get
what
bigger.
What I've heard is from Kings assistant coaches and such, he's the best player on the team right now.
Oh, well, I watched the highlights yesterday at just watching the practice, and it's just like already he just leaps like tremendously.
He's better than Willie Cauley-Stein, I think, right now, which is impressive.
I just want someone to protect the rim, and if Bagley and Giles
we know
together.
Bagley's not going
to
do it unless he develops quickly.
Yeah, and I know Giles, that's not his mindset either.
Yeah.
Clint Capella would be a great free agent as well.
He's restricted. What's going to – I said a couple weeks
but
ago.
But they're not going to have the money to re-sign him. Not when they're going after LeBron, supposedly.
If they don't
–
but I'm saying they're going to wait. They can wait as long as they want. They're going to wait till LeBron makes a decision, and then they're going to make their offer.
I would give – is this?
They made a qualifying offer, right, which means that he's restricted.
Yeah. It's crazy of me to say I would give Clint Capella a max contract, I think. He doesn't score, but he does everything else.
He might need – the problem is if he comes to the Kings, he might want to score. That's the problem. That's the reason why going after DeAndre Jordan doesn't make any sense for anybody because –
I don't want that, yeah.
No, I'm just saying anybody just because he wants to be more of a –
he thinks he's better than he is.
He's not.
Yeah.
At the NBA, kind of everybody thinks that. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah? Summer League Monday.
What's that?
For Summer League games on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about the Summer League. I think something is a joke.
I remember that from last year's podcast, but yeah.
All right. Coming up next, more Sacramento Kings talk here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. And I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Canada has now weaponized the sexual revolution with a 7-2 decision in her Supreme Court that forces a Christian university to adopt the court's version of what is moral and ethical or suffer loss of accreditation. This is a significant blow to religious freedom in Canada.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment four here, Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here on June 30th, almost July. 4th of July coming up next Wednesday. I'm joined now by Joseph Van Dyke making his first appearance on the show, my good friend, who is also a Sacramento Kings fan. You have some added takes that you want to bring to the table for me and Dan here, is that I already know what they are and I'm going to shoot them down, but go for it.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Connor.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm a weekly listener, so it's a pleasure to come on and join the show.
He's the one.
He's the one guy. Him and Jared are listening. Well, but hang on. Since you're here, that means you're not listening. So, therefore, my listenership just went way down.
My mom's listening.
Oh, okay. So hi, Dan's mom. I hope to see you at the Sac Republic game next week, July 7th. Right? Is she going to be there?
Oh, yeah, she'll be
there. Okay, cool. All right, Joseph, let's see what you got. I want to hear some of the added things that you want to bring to the table.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of talk about Luka Doncic.
Right.
Dan, I know, was all in on Luka, and we had a lot of discussion about it because I've been all in on Bagley since day one. As soon as we saw the number two pick, I tweeted it. I was all in. I think he was the man.
Yep.
He was definitely our guy at number two. And moving up to number two just gave us an opportunity to get him and not have to trade and do any sketchy King stuff to get him.
That's a very good point, because we would do some sketchy King stuff to get there. All right, what about, do you like Bagley? You like how he's going to be able to fit? You like the future of him. So what about I know you're big Amon Shumpert guy, so pitch me on Amon Shumpert, and I will try my best to get on board.
You know I'm a big Amon Shumpert fan.
Why?
I'm shocked he hasn't been brought up in this segment.
Because he didn't play last year.
People kind of forget that we traded for him, and he was hurt.
But so neither did Giles, and you're all in on Giles.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Amon Shumpert, to me, has proven himself. He has finals experience. He has a championship. He's played with LeBron. And I think when you look at his role on the Cleveland Cavaliers, it was much lesser than what we're going to be asking of him this year.
Right, but how is his role going to be different? Because basically on the Cavs, he played defense and shot threes. We have that.
Do we? We were...
Right, we have young two guards.
Yeah.
So why would we give up young two guards with good futures, Buddy Hield, Bogdanović? So why would we give up minutes for those young guys to go have Amon Shumpert and Garrett Temple play?
Well, I think we've been talking about a vacancy at the small forward position.
Okay.
And I think Amon Shumpert, Bogey, Garrett Temple are all going to split those down the stretch forward minutes.
I agree, but just the fact that Amon Shumpert used to have tall hair, still, he's not very tall.
He's six six.
That's not a small
in the same
forward.
Boat with Garrett Temple, but he's athletic. He's a defender. He'll lock down.
I just don't see him being that guy. You mentioned to me earlier this year that you think he could end up being a 15 to 20 point scorer.
I think he could go out and get 15 points a night. And
on this team,
Sacramento Kings team, absolutely. I think he has the experience. I think the talent is there. I think the ability. And I think he's all in on Sacramento.
I agree. I'm glad he's all in. Good for him, because he's going to have to put up with a lot this year sitting on the bench, because he's not going to get much playing time. All right. So why does he like Sacramento? Let's talk about that. What's the reason that Amon Shumpert likes Sacramento? I said in the commercial break it's because he hasn't seen the sun in 3 years, because in Cleveland it's nothing but cold and brutally cold. So he's probably just excited that he can go out and tan, although he probably doesn't need to tan. But that sort of feel to it. All right.
Well, I don't think, as a Kings fan, I'm going to complain that players are excited about Sacramento.
That's a good point. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying why. It doesn't make any sense. Something's going on.
I mean, we saw...
He's got 1 year left?
1 year, yeah. We saw it with De'Aaron Fox. We saw it just recently with Marvin Bagley.
No,
the players are excited about Sacramento.
No, because
we're not going to get those big free agents.
I understand that, but I'm saying the rookies aren't... They're probably not actually excited. They're probably just having to say that. Their agents, the Kings PR people, are going to say, you need to act like you're excited to be in Sacramento. They probably are. They're just excited to be in the NBA, first off. They're getting paid to play basketball. They haven't been paid to play basketball ever in their lives.
I think there's honestly a genuine excitement about what's brewing in Sacramento.
That could possibly be it.
For Shumpert to come in and say, I can be part of turning this franchise around, I think there's a lot of guys who... The new arena, I think, helps that.
A lot of
stuff is brewing and
there
looking
is a lot
up for the Kings.
Right.
So I think... Honestly, that's a lot.
There is a lot of momentum moving forward, but I still think no matter who you are as a rookie, you're going to say you're excited to be somewhere, unless you're Charles Barkley when you get drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers.
I mean, to a certain extent, yeah, I agree with that, but there's some guys who don't say anything. They're just like, hey, I'm happy to be in the NBA. They don't say, I'm happy to be in Orlando or wherever they happen to be. So
that's because they end up in Cleveland.
But those are the guys that leave after 8 years.
Right. That's a long time, 8 years. If you can stay for 8 years, I'm usually pretty happy that you stayed for 8 years.
Right.
Unless you're DeMarcus Cousins. All right. You have a free agent guy that you want to come to the Kings, and I'm not a fan of it either. But let's hear it.
I feel like you just brought me out your show so you can tear me down. And
no,
me
not absolutely not. No, no, nope. Here's the thing. I like what you said about Bagley. I think Iman Shumpert will play probably 8 minutes a game this year, maybe. And that's the game he appears in. And this pick, this free agent signing that you want to happen doesn't make sense for the future of the Kings.
Well, I mean, we talked about Jabari Parker. We talked about Mario Hezonja.
Yep.
And one thing that popped up on my phone the other day and I was mildly excited about was Zach LaVine. He is a restricted free agent. He got traded to the Bulls. He didn't really have a great year coming off injury. Again, knee problems, same as Jabari Parker.
Didn't he get hurt last year, though?
He had meniscus.
Okay.
Meniscus issues, which is always a long-term problem.
Yeah.
But
meniscus usually don't affect you too much. It's not an ACL. Meniscus is pretty minuscule compared to it, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, from what I understand about...
That's, if you're going to do something in your knee, that's the one to do.
Right, because you can come back 6 to 7, 8 months, and then it takes a couple years to heal fully. But, okay, so Zach LaVine you like.
He's athletic. He can run. He fits, to me, the system the Kings are trying to build. With all these young people around, De'Aaron Fox, this pick with Marvin Bagley, we're going to run, we're going to get up the court. And Zach LaVine is athletic, dunk contest champion.
Right. But we have two guys at the shooting guard position that we like, Buddy Hield and Bogdanović. So you're saying we got to either give up on those guys and go after Zach LaVine, who is injury prone and is a restricted free agent. So I would imagine if the Bulls don't match whatever, they're insane because they have nobody right now.
Yeah.
So we'd have to sign and trade.
Yeah. But I think a big thing we're going to see with the Kings is the merging of the shooting guard and the small forward position.
No,
we said
right.
it throughout yeah. the show. We have 4 or 5 players that are shooting guards around 6'6". Hopefully, they grow.
Because I don't know if that's going to happen. I've been trying to grow the last 4 years, and it hasn't happened.
They're all really young, so maybe there's some growing going
on. The only player that could grow is Iman Shumpert if he brings the flat top back. That's the only thing.
I would be a fan of that. I was a big fan of that hair.
Shocking. You're a big Iman Shumpert guy. Are you going to get his jersey?
I have his Cleveland jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
No wonder
you're all in on him. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just excited to get to wear it again. Oh. It's vintage now. It's retro.
That's right. I have a question about Bagley. So you were all in on Bagley. Did you have any issues? Because Connor and I, like I said, I liked Bagley. I wanted him, but the defensive issues is what worried me about him.
Especially at the rim.
Yeah,
right?
At the rim. Does that not bother you at all, or what was going on with that, your thought process there?
It's scary when you look at the numbers, but then when you think about the college system he was in, at Duke, they ran a zone last year for most of the year, and he shared kind of rim protector duties with Wendell Carter Jr., who got drafted in the top 10 because he is a bona fide rim protector.
Right.
And so if you have that backline defense, you have a partner that's going to protect the rim, you might be less inclined to do it. He's explosive. He's an explosive athlete.
That is the best thing you've said. That was excellent. Very good point. So you're saying with a guy like Cauley Stein, who's supposedly supposed to be a rim protector, and Harry Giles, he doesn't have to have that role. He can be strictly a rebounder and a scorer and kind of a bruiser a little bit. He needs to put on some tremendous rebounder. Yeah.
Averaged 11 a game. Exactly. Sam mentioned that earlier.
Wow. Good stuff. I like that a lot. That's a good point.
I'm feeling better now.
Yeah. All right. Last question. How many games are we going to win this year? This is for both you guys.
What did we win? 27 last year? Something like that?
I don't. 27. Sam says from back. 27 games. God, that hurts, by the way. 27?
I think you mentioned De'Aaron Fox's 4-game winners. I think Garrett Temple clutch shooting. You guys are sleeping on Garrett Temple too.
Oh, I love myself some Garrett Temple.
I love Garrett Temple, not on the court. I like him off the court. He's not very good on the court. He's a good defender. I'd rather have Buddy Hield shoot threes than Garrett Temple any day of the week.
Absolutely.
All right, sorry.
All right, I think we're going to be that 35-37.
Wow, 35.
I think there's going to be some improvement.
Okay, good.
We got a lot of experience.
I can comfortably predict 32 and 50.
Okay. I'm going to say 30 and 52. We're going to improve by 3 games. It's going to be a slow improvement, and then all of a sudden it's going to jump 1 year. At least I hope. And if not, we're going to be having the same conversation in 3 years about a new GM and new head coach and coaching staff.
This is the year to do it because we have no picks in the first round. So let's
that's a good point.
Let's make that jump.
That's a good point. We don't have a pick in the first round. So, all right, my thanks to Sam Comente, who was sitting in the back of the studio, had some good stuff today. It's Joseph Van Dyke coming on the show for the first time, had some interesting things on Iman Shumpert and Zach LaVine. And then a really good point about Marvin Bagley's defensive rim protection. So good stuff there. And, of course, Dan Anderson, who's always always good to have on the show. Also, my thanks to Jared King. We'll be back at it for Colt 45s tonight. And have a great rest of your weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 21.